pretty sweet way to finish there in the front of the hometown.
Yeah, you know, it was really cool, you know, walking up 18 and seeing all the fans and the whole crowd that I've had the entire week following me around was amazing. And, you know, the applause at the end was something I'll definitely remember, and being able to finish off my week with a birdie on 18 was really, really cool. You know, getting some money donated to CP for Heart, and, you know, it's been a really good week.
Where would you, how would you assess your game overall this week, and how do you feel about it moving forward to next week?
You know, I don't think it was 100%, but it was really close to being really good, which is always fun. And, you know, Canadian Opens, I haven't always finished my best here, just because it's so busy and I have so many commitments and, you know, a lot of other things going on. But, you know, since I started when I was 14, I've just continued a little bit every year, which is always a good sign. And, you know, this will be, it looks like it will be my best finish here. And then so hopefully next year and the years after, I'll get closer to that number one spot.
Just a quick comment on the fact that it looks like yourself, Elena, and Motomake could all finish in the top 15 at this event. I'm not sure that's ever happened before with three Canadians. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, you know, Gail just mentioned that to me, and I've been seeing their names on the leaderboard all week, and it's really cool. You know, both of them are really good friends to our family. You know, Motomake played with my sister growing up, and then Elena and I have become really good friends over the last year or so. So it's really cool to see them succeed and have awesome weeks, especially back home in Canada where the fans and the crowds are there. But yeah, you know, all three of us in the top 15 is awesome.
Rick, how does this set you up for this coming week in Cambridge? I mean, there's a certain vibe here, Canadians playing a Canadian tournament, but I think it'll be even more intense in Cambridge. You and Elena will be the home province as opposed to the home country golfer. So how does this help you prepare for that?
Yeah, I mean, this is our national championship, and the crowds always seem to be amazing here. You know, wherever it is in the country, which is really cool. And, you know, Cambridge hasn't had the same crowds the last couple of years, but that might change, you know, this year. I'm hoping so, you know, the more the better. And like you said, you know, both Elena and I are from Ontario, and pretty close. You know, she's just a couple hours away and I'm 4 to 5 hour drive. So, you know, hopefully family and friends will come out, and, you know, I love playing in front of a big crowd, and especially when they're in my favor. So hopefully that'll be the case next week.
And how, I'm going to look even further into the future, and you've had a very interesting 3 weeks with the Olympics here, Cambridge. Next year, the Open's in Ottawa. I think a lot of Smith Falls will go to watch you. How is this sort of run of 3 weeks, do you think you'll be drawing on that next year in Ottawa?
You know, next year in Ottawa is going to be amazing. We recently became members at the Ottawa Hunt, so it's my home golf course. It's only 45 minutes from my house. You know, lots of family and friends are already asking for tickets to come down and watch, and, you know, I'm just really looking forward to it. You know, I've had such an amazing experience here in Calgary, and I think just being a little bit closer to home, I think the crowds will really be, you know, outstanding. So I'm really, really looking forward to that. And I have had 3 really busy weeks. You know, Olympics, there's a lot of things going on down there. And I had a pretty solid week. And, you know, this week, again, my game is really close to being really, really good. So hopefully next week I'll just fix those little things and be closer to the top.
Are you going to be able to sort of limit the demands on your time in Cambridge? I imagine they'll be quite strong again, just being a home province golfer. Are you going to be able to manage it, you think?
Yeah, I definitely want to, you know, give my time and energy as much as I can. But I have to look after myself too. And sometimes you just need to conserve that energy and be able to focus on the week, because at the end of the day, I need to play well, and then the fans will come. I can't waste my energy and then not play well for them. So, yeah, just have to manage my time, and hopefully things will go well.
Is the support you get with the big galleries and the buzz, is that something that you can harness, or is it something that's better to keep at a distance?
No, I love it.
Okay,
yeah.
How do you manage that energy?
I don't know. It just kind of, early in the week, I wasn't playing that well, and they just kind of gave me that extra boost to start playing well, and then I started 4 under, 4 under, 3 under, and that was all, it was part to do with the fans, you know, their energy, I felt it, and then I just wanted to continue to improve and continue to make birdies, and yeah, I've said it before, but, you know, the more people, the better, the bigger the crowds, the more energy I feel, and the better I play normally.
Elena's talked a lot about the energy she's kind of gotten from spending some time with you. What have you maybe gained from that relationship? What have you learned from her?
Yeah, you know, she's been an incredible friend to my sister and I, my whole family. You know, right from the get-go, a 17-year-old joining the LPGA Tour. Well, not even joining. I wasn't a member yet. And she, you know, she was giving me her yardage book. She was giving me the notes that she's gained over the last 11 years. She was telling me, you know, what flights to book, where to all the ins and outs of the LPGA Tour. And, you know, it really meant a lot. And every time I've won, she's the one person that's waiting for me on the 18th green with water, or she runs on to give me a hug. So her support and her confidence in my ability has definitely, you know, given me that momentum, given me that confidence to know that I can play well too.
Thanks very much, Brooke.
Thanks, Brooke.
Thank you.